Welcome to the Hello Joy podcast, where we discuss life in our 20s, relationships and love, faith and self-care, and all the shower thoughts. I'm your host, Danielle Joy Robinson, and we are back. Okay, it is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to those who celebrate. We're back at it, guys. It's been over a month. Are you mad at me or what? Me personally, I would be mad. However, a lot has gone down in the past month, and sometimes you just gotta take a little break. And I apologize for not sharing that I was taking a little break, but it wasn't intentional, okay? I didn't know I was gonna do it. It just happened. Okay, so today I just want to give a little life update. To be honest with you, I wasn't even planning on making this. I usually have notes. I don't have any notes. I don't have any part of a script. I don't even know what I want to say. But I got this urge to just click record, get on this mic, and just do it. Because if I wasn't going to do it now, it wasn't going to get done. Amen? You know, if God won't do it, it won't get done. That's how I was feeling. So I just want to give a little life update. Like I said, it's been over a month since we've last spoken to each other. And I want to update you on what my life has been like. So within this past month, I have... I got a job. I got two jobs, actually. I work two part-time jobs, one in the morning at an elementary school as a before-school care person, a site leader, I guess is what my official title is, and it's for kindergarten through fifth grade. And I just hang out with kids for a couple hours before school starts. We do arts and crafts. We tell jokes, laugh a lot. Now, if you know me, you know I'm not very much a kid person. And that's okay, right? I want to be. So this job actually has made me a lot more comfortable around kids. And they're fun. It's a fun little gig. It's just a few hours. So I've been doing that. And then I also just recently got a job with the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, which is our men's and basketball, well, men's and women's basketball teams. So that has been a fun gig. I've gone through orientation and stuff, and I've met the team, but I don't officially start for another week or so. So I'm excited for that new opportunity in my life. If you know, I worked for the Minnesota Vikings last season, and that was a very incredible opportunity to have. So I think this will just go right into that very nicely. And I think it'll also be a great experience. It's also just great for networking and connecting. Just having a fun time. If this is one of those fun jobs, you know, that you'll look back on and be like, I'm glad I did that. Just because it was really fun and enjoyable. And you meet a lot of people in the process. Like I just did with the Vikings. So I got two new jobs. I'm graduating college in 3 weeks. What? Sorry, what? Yeah. Not sure how that happened. I literally remember coming back from South Africa and sharing a life update then about how I'm not working right now. I'm just figuring life out and see where it leads me. And I don't graduate for another semester, so it's fine. Babe, that semester has come and almost gone. So I graduate in a few weeks. My school's graduation is so late. I know everyone else has already graduated. Like, congratulations to the graduates, y'all. We made it. We did it. Here we are. I need to take grad pictures still, senior photos. Because I didn't have this last semester of school, because, you know, I came back from South Africa and I was just done with school. I honestly haven't been connected with many senior activities or just graduation things. So sorry if you hear the plane in the background. I'm also in my I'm not in my normal podcast space. So you're going to hear a lot of external noises, but I just wanted to grab the mic. You know, I was like, it's gotta be now or never, you know? Anyway, I just haven't been doing any of my senior duties. Poor me. I'm not having a graduation party, so I guess I don't need to worry about that. I don't have to worry about grad invites. My best friend, Ebony, who lives in Kansas, shout out to you, girl. She literally sent 100 invites out and then realized it wasn't enough and bought another set of 100. What? How do you even know many? How do you even know 200 people? How do you even know 100? So that's wild, but I don't have to deal with that, thank God. I do, however, need grad pictures. So I ordered a dress, two dresses actually, one for the pictures and one for graduation day. And I need to just plan out when I'm gonna take my photos. It's gotta be soon. But you know the struggle, and girls, especially black girls, you'll understand the struggle. So three things need to come together right now. I need my pictures. I want my pictures taken before graduation. It needs to be at least a week before. So I graduate May 25th, meaning I need to have my photos at least by, I need to have my photos taken at least by May 18th, so that I have a, they have a week to edit them and get back to me by graduation day, so I can post on grad day. So I need to plan that out, meaning, let's see, I have 13 days to get those. Wow. 13 days to get those done. But before I can plan the day of the pictures, I need to figure out what I need to get my hair done, braided, for the pictures. And I'm trying to figure out if I need to get my hair braided before pictures or just before graduation. Like, do I need my hair braided for the pictures? Do I want my hair braided for the pictures? Or do I just want it, you know, for grad day? I don't know. So I have to figure out with my hairdresser, like, what do I do then? And then I want my nails done too, but then, you know, my other best friend in Nail Tech is booked until like next year, you know, 2025. So it's like, can I even get my nail? Like, that is just so, I know that sounds so shallow. I apologize for that, but the struggle really is valid, okay? There's a lot to think about when it comes to this process. So I just got a lot to do in that department. But once it's done, it's over with. I really want to go on a graduation trip this year, hopefully this summer, as opposed to a party. So, you know, I just want to save my money on that. But what else? Briefly touch on the relationship department. Still single, dating casually, I guess you could call it. That's all I'll say about that area. But I guess in this past month overall, I've gone through lots of friendship shifts, and that has, I mean, a lot of things have changed. The last time we spoke, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job or jobs. I wasn't thinking about graduation really. I, you know, like, yeah. So in this past month, a lot of things have just shifted, and it's really changed my perspective on adult friendships and just how I'm navigating post grad, because it really is a wild experience if you haven't experienced it. You could be the same age as someone and you're not on the same path at all, which I think is actually the case in most scenarios. But I'm just experiencing this now where I'm like, we're the same age, but we're not doing the same things at all. Like, we may, the thing that that keeps us connected and relatable is the fact that we're all going through a different path. Like, that's the thing that connects us, because we're not doing the same things anymore. Just even, I'm a senior, I'm graduating along with class of 2024. Most of class of 2024 are still in classes, or at least finals or something, or have been in classes for the past 4 months. I haven't. So even in that regard, we're different. And it's just been interesting to experience. But there's that. My faith. Oh, wait, guys, sorry. I have a lot actually to discuss. I did the 75 hard. No. Pause. I attempted to do the 75 hard. Okay. I got a month in. Pretty solid, actually. And I fell off after the month, and I'll tell you why. There's probably two reasons, but the one is I was doing this gym challenge at my brother's gym, where it's a month of working out in the gym every day, and you get points for every time you go to a workout class, and you get points for every time you, not every time, but you weigh in the beginning of the month and then weigh out at the end of the month. You get points for losing weight and gaining weight, not weight, gaining muscle. So I was doing this challenge, And it was a month. And so at the end of the month, when I weighed out, it was almost like a closure, you know, okay, I don't need to be so strict with my eating anymore. So then I shifted it to the 75 soft. But now I'm just a little too soft, if I'm being honest with you. Like, yes, I'm still working out and eating nicely, but it's definitely softened. So I attempted the 75 hard. It was a great experience overall. I did lose weight, I did gain muscle, so that's awesome. Overall, I just wanted to implement good, healthy habits for the long term, right? So I don't really care what the scale says. As long as I look good, feel good, and have healthy habits, I'm straight. So health side, there's that. Still going to therapy every Monday. Shout out to you, Sarah. Can I share that information? Oops. Well, we don't know our last name. Anyway, so there's that. My faith is continuously getting stronger and better. I feel very connected to the Lord. I wake up and he's the first thing on my mind, and that is exactly the point I wanted to get to in my life, where I wake up, I think about him. Before I go to bed, I think about him. I feel fearful, I think about him. I'm joyous, I give thanks to the Lord. You know, I want him to be the center point of my life, and he always has been. But in this life, in this point in my life where there's so many other contributing factors and external factors happening, I really may need to make sure that this is locked down. You know, me and God stay locked in, because ultimately he is the beginning and the end. So everything comes back to him, and I've been noticing that so heavily. These friendships that have been leaving my life, or turmoil has come into the friendship for some reason, it all comes back to God, because I prayed, I don't know when, but I prayed that God would remove the people in my life who are not supposed to be there and strengthen the friendships that are here, that are supposed to be here, or add new people into my life. And he has done that tremendously within like weeks. It all happened quick. You guys know that prayer I'm talking about. And often we pray it for relationships, like, God, remove this man if he's not my man. And he does it. And you're like, wow, I didn't really think you'd remove him that quickly, God. Like, give me. But he does that very swiftly. And I prayed this prayer for friendships. I mean, obviously, I want it to apply to every aspect of my life, but specifically for friendships. And he's doing it. So I have to give thanks to God and all these things, because I asked for it, right? And the thing about it is, I wouldn't have been able to do these things without him, or see things. Like, God is seeing conversations happening that I'm not seeing or hearing. He's in conversations. And I wholeheartedly believe that he uses those things to cause friction in a friendship or relationship, so that you can either work it out for the better, or you can leave it and let it go. And he did that because there's nothing that you could have done to make that happen. Like, we hold on so strong to friendships and relationships that are no longer for us or serve us, because we don't have the willpower and the strength to do it ourselves. So God will place things in life to make those things happen for our better. So all glory to God. The same thing with these jobs, you know. I didn't pray for this elementary school job, but I got it, and I'm so thankful for it. And the Timberwolves job, I told someone a year ago that I was going to work for the Timberwolves one day, and here I am. And I forgot about that moment until they reminded me. And I'm like, wow, you're right. I did pray for this. And here we are. And earlier in the year, I had applied for a couple of jobs at a radio station, and I didn't get them. And I was so confident I would get them, and I didn't. And I'm asking God, why did you line up things so perfectly for me to receive this position, and I didn't get it? I don't understand. And then a few weeks later, I got offered this position for the Timberwolves and Lynx. And I'm like, I understand now. I get it. Like, he actively lines things up. Ooh, I'm getting like, I always get a word in, guys. Like, this is Sunday. God is good. I always get a word in, but seriously, he orders our steps. Like, God is actively ordering my steps, and I see it. That's the thing. It's happening, it's occurring, and I see it. And I'm thankful. I have joy, because if it weren't for him, it wouldn't have been done. Like, bottom line. So, wow. I wasn't even planning on saying all that, but God will move you, amen. He will. So I'm gonna wrap this up because I really don't have anything else to say. But if there's anyone listening, and I doubt I still have all my listeners. I'm sure I've lost a lot of you. That's okay. I'm not doing it for everyone. But if you're listening and you know me personally, please hold me accountable to release more episodes. I need to release once a week, like I said months ago, and I was doing well up until a month ago. I know, sorry. Life got crazy, but here we are. I want to be consistent, committed to this. It's fun for me, it's helpful for other people, and that's all that really matters. So when it comes to, yeah, I don't know what else to say. That's that. I'll release an episode next week for sure. Like, for sure, for sure. I already have it planned out. And I'll get more guests on here. Oh, the last thing I was going to say is I am creating a podcast room in my house because we have this guest room that we don't use that often. I'm going to create a podcast room so that I bought lighting, special lighting, and a tripod and everything to do video along with the podcast. Because I don't know if you guys have listened to or seen this influencer. Her name is Emmy Moore. I love her, and she makes a faith podcast, and it's on video. And I just want to do that, so I'm gonna renovate our room downstairs, make that a podcast room. So I'll start adding videos and posting them on YouTube. But yeah, I'm excited for that project. Stay tuned for that. I just hope you guys all have a blessed week. And you continue to see God in all of your decision making. Recently, I've made some pretty hard decisions, and I'm saying no in faith. And you're not gonna understand what that means without the context, but I just have faith that the decisions I'm making are going to set me up for what God has for me. And I'm praying that it's in His will. We all know God, and He will make it known if it isn't, right? So I don't need to worry about that. But in this waiting period, it's difficult to know. But I just hope we all continue to have this fearful faith, fearful, fearless, this fearless faith in God that He will pull through, that He will guide our steps, order our steps, give us the discernment and clarity that we need. Give us the protection that we need going about our week and over our health. I pray that He just cleanses us of all negativity and evil and allows us to have fun and enjoy life. Amen. So, again, have a blessed week. Love you all. Goodbye.